Disturbing story out of Damascus, Syria. We want to bring you up to date. At least 10 people died in a suicide attack. Syrian state media announced the attack, and state television has broadcast pictures of the streets of the Midan district in Damascus following the attack. And those pictures have been broadcast all over the world, including Beirut, where our partner John Donison from the BBC is monitoring events. What's the latest, John?
Well, Syrian state television showing some pretty graphic images of blood-splattered streets. There are reports that the target might have been a bus carrying security forces, as you say. At least 10 people killed, according to state television, many more injured, and they're saying this is the work of a suicide bomber, someone they regard as a terrorist.
Are these tactics consistent with what the opposition is trying to do to strike at the heart of Damascus and at the government?
Well, I think it's very difficult to know who carried out this attack. It's certainly disputed. The opposition believes that this was possibly staged by the Syrian government, something that's extremely difficult to prove. But the leader of the Free Syrian Army, which is one of the opposition militant groups, has denied carrying out today's blast. It says that the government was involved doing it itself. And these are similar claims as we've had, really. You'll remember 2 weeks ago, more than 40 people were killed in two blasts in the center of Damascus.
Indeed. John Donison giving us an update there, our partner from the BBC, monitoring events in Syria from Beirut, where State TV says 10 people have died in a suicide attack in central Damascus. So before we conclude the program on this Friday morning, we want to update you on a story from Damascus, Syria. The death toll rising. Syrian state television now says as many as 25 have been killed in the latest bombing, the second attack in the Syrian capital in 2 weeks. Joining us is Anthony Shadid from our partner, The New York Times. He's in Beirut. What are you seeing, Anthony?
Well, I think we're seeing a really confusing, chaotic aftermath in Damascus. This, as you said, is the second bombing in 2 weeks. It seems to add a new wrinkle to an insurgency that's growing more complicated and perhaps more violent as the months pass. And the bombings in Damascus, I think, are a very vivid illustration of that.
Is there consensus that this attack was from the insurgency and it appears to have targeted a police bus?
Well, I think that's a great question. What the government is saying is that it was a suicide bomber who detonated his explosives at a busy intersection in a rest of neighborhood. You know, some opposition figures are blaming the government itself for doing this as a way to sully the image of the opposition. I think it illustrates how much kind of suspicion and doubt there is that prevails in Damascus and Syria these days. No one seems to know for sure who's behind it, why it was done, what was the goal. And I think this is what we're going to see more and more as this uprising unfolds and as it grows more complicated in the months ahead.
And one of the other mysteries is what was the proximity, if any, of the Arab League monitors who are still in Syria. Syrian state television says as many as 25 killed in the latest bombing in Syria. Anthony Shadid, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Anthony Shadid reports for our partner, The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.